This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. As tech stories go, it doesn't get much stranger than this. A guy known as Dread Pirate Roberts was arrested by the feds in San Francisco this week. His alleged crime? Being the organizer behind Silk Road. It's a kind of anonymous online black market where a number of illegal drugs and other things can be bought and sold. 29-year-old Ross Ulbricht will reportedly be charged with a number of crimes, including drug trafficking, hacking, and money laundering. He also may have tried to pay for a hit job with Bitcoin. Brian Krebs has done extensive reporting on Silk Road. He says it's a vibrant marketplace.
People say call it the eBay of drugs, and it's a very appropriate descriptor. When you go to buy something, you look at the seller's feedback, essentially. Everything you want, from heroin to cocaine to methamphetamines to marijuana. I think the Justice Department in his complaint today said there were, as of September 23rd, there were nearly 13,000 listings for controlled substances on the website.
The feds have now arrested the alleged founder, and the charge here from the FBI is that this man is involved in running an essentially an illegal website that deals illegal drugs and things like that, or what?
Yeah, that's the least of his worries. It kind of reads like a spy novel here, this complaint. The government says that this guy, Ulbricht, decided that this other individual who was going to leak this information about the users of the site was so threatening that he hired somebody through the Silk Road Network, and this is one of the services that's available, is you can rub somebody out, and hired somebody and paid him in bitcoins, virtual currency. I think it was about a little over 1,600 bitcoins to have this guy murdered. So you're looking at about $150,000 paid to have somebody killed. You know, one thing I find that really fascinating about this complaint as I read through the government's allegations here is that he had a series of tutorials on the Silk Road that were pretty prominently linked that instructed how to protect your identity, how to protect your anonymity. And the ironic thing about this is he fails to take his own advice over and over again. And had he stuck to his own advice, he probably wouldn't be in jail right now.
And do you think that this latest news is proof that the government is really ramping up its attempts to bring some of these anonymous networks down?
I think any time you have a network like the Silk Road, which essentially waves, you know, a finger in the face of the Drug Enforcement Administration, the Department of Homeland Security, and the FBI all at once, you should expect them to take notice. Yeah.
Well, and we won't mention which finger they're waving, but we can assume we know the right one.
Right.
Brian Krebs, independent investigative reporter and the man behind KrebsOnSecurity.com. Thank you very much, sir.
Thanks, Ben.
An interesting development in the story about Silk Road is the impact the raid of the network could have on Bitcoin. The digital currency was how things were bought and sold on Silk Road, and some estimates suggest nearly 50% of Bitcoin transactions occurred there. Of course, that would mean that closing a black market for illegal drugs makes the anonymous online currency, what, 50% more legit? And before we go, been a while since we gave you some drone news. This time it was a 3-pound quadricopter drone that apparently fell a number of stories before crashing right next to a Manhattan businessman. He called the police but was told no law was broken. And you thought the pigeons were dangerous. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.